Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Howdy. I am Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, President and CEO of the National Center for Policy Analysis and former member of the United States Congress. And you are listening to Audrey Russo, my dear friend, on Real Talk Radio. Listen up, or else I'll drop you for push-ups. Thank you.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. Now, we've been following the plight of the Christians under Muslim persecution in the Middle East and how this administration has done everything to ignore these victims of genocide. The mainstream media doesn't care about the Assyrian Christians, but we do. And you're about to meet the commander of the Assyrian Armed Forces. Emmanuel Koshaba Yukana is Secretary General of the Assyrian Patriotic Party and Commander-in-Chief of the Assyrian Armed Forces. In 1984, he joined the Iraqi opposition against Saddam Hussein's regime and then became a member of the Assyrian Patriotic Party. He represented the Assyrian people for the Nineveh province in the founding conference of the New Iraq and the Iraqi Parliament in 2003. Emmanuel Koshaba called for the establishment of the Assyrian Armed Forces to defend the Assyrian people in 2014 after the occupation of ISIS in the Nineveh Plain and is now their commander-in-chief. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome to Commander Emmanuel Koshaba Yukana. Welcome, Commander.
Thank you, Audrey. Thank you for you. Thank you for everything that you do for us, for your help. Actually, I heard about you from Lieutenant Colonel Sangari, and he talked too much how you help us, help our families, donation for everything. So we are very glad. I'm personally glad to meet you.
Well, it's a great pleasure and an honor to speak with you, and we're going to jump right into this conversation here. Thanks to Sarja Sangari, we've learned that the Assyrian army is in dire need of military support from the United States to protect Christian communities in Iraq and Syria against the genocide they are facing at the hands of the barbaric Islamic State, or ISIS. Now, Commander, since neither the news or this administration is telling us what you're up against, would you kindly tell us what the Assyrian people are facing on the ground in Iraq and Syria?
What we are facing in Iraq and Syria the Assyrian Christian people and the Christianity in general, they are facing the massacres, the killing, the rape, every bad things you put in your mind that we are facing, we face it. Not from now, Audrey. Our Assyrian Christian people, since in history, since 15th, 16th century, and each year, coming years, we face the massacres, we face, so for that our Christian number become very little number, and it is now difficult. For now, if we don't get the help from the United States of America and from the government of United States and from and didn't support us, for sure we are facing that we will lose the Christianity in the Middle East and in Iraq, specifically in Iraq and Syria.
Yes, Commander, have you tried to appeal to this White House and the State Department? And if you have, what has their response been to your urgent appeal?
Actually, we do that in right, Osby. We demand that these things support the even the political things thoughts, but until now we didn't get that support. But I hope it will be in the coming days. They know very well that without help of the world, of the free world, that our Christian people, Assyrian Christian people, will face the massacres again.
You know, Commander, I was stunned to learn that Christians are to be excluded from an impending official United States government declaration of ISIS genocide, which is crazy to me. I believe this is a gross error and needs to be corrected immediately. But your witness would be far weightier than mine. So, would you make the case for us as to why Christians should be included in the official State Department declaration of ISIS genocide?
For sure, they must put one of our duty here. It is to talk about this thing with the Congress congressman and with the USA government. They must do this thing. They must mention the Assyrian Christian people. They are the indigenous people of the historical Mesopotamia. They face raped, killed, and kicked out from their land, from their home. So they must mention them in this way. Only the Yazidis. It is a moral commitment to the U.S. government and to the U.S. Congress to mention and to save and help the Assyrian Christian people.
Right. It clearly at this point it appears to us who are paying attention to this that to include the Yazidis and exclude Christians. This is something that's intentional on the part of this administration, which is actually angering us. Now, Commander, could you tell the listeners what they can do, especially concerning Congress, their representatives, to get the Assyrian army what they need to protect the Assyrian people?
For sure, the way that we can protect our people and they can protect is by supporting them to stay in their land, to retake their cities, their land. The U.S. government helped every part, Kurds, Sunnis, Shias, in Iraq. But they didn't help until now the Assyrian Christian people. So if they give them help, I think they will do the best job, even for the U.S. policy in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. You know, they are very near to the Western thoughts, Western thinking, so they can help them. They will be the peacemaker in that area. If they can help, if they can let them and keep them in their country.
Exactly. And isn't it true that the Assyrian people understand this threat better than we do? That you understand the threat better about ISIS than we do, and that you know how to fight them on the ground. Isn't that true?
Yes, for sure, Audrey. You know, we live at that land. We established that, the Mesopotamia. 7,000 years give us the experience how we can deal with the... we save ourselves in whole history. Now, we need the support to help our to help us and stay in our land. So we can know how the terrorists thinking, how they are fighting, how they are. So we can face that thing if we have that the help from the other countries to stay.
Right. Countries definitely in the West. I mean, I'm concerned about.
The West exactly, and I mentioned that USA government.
Yes, absolutely. And what are we talking about as far as an amount? Now, this is separate from what I'm going to talk about next, which is the United Assyrian Appeal, which is for the Assyrian Christian the families of the soldiers. But what can the people in our country tell our government to do in an amount to help the Assyrian army? What kind of money are we talking about?
We won't like to give us a training, give us equipment, give us weapons, give us gears, that we can bring more guys to the field. We can go and fight ISIS and retake our cities, our villages from them.
Yeah, so that's what's needed here. Yeah, and there are a few in our Congress. There are a few representatives that should be able to help. And I'm hoping that when you're in Washington, that you can make that connection with them. But I want to talk now about UnitedAssyrianAppeal.org. The listeners know from me about UnitedAssyrianAppeal.org and how it helps families of the Assyrian Christian soldiers. But, Commander, would you share how you've seen the benefit of United Assyrian Appeal to Assyrian Christian families? Can you tell the listeners that?
Yeah, for sure. The only organization that helps us is Assyrian United Assyrian Appeals .org. The only organization that helps us from the donation of different peoples, American Christian peoples, our Assyrian American peoples. So when they donated to the United Assyrian Appeal, that give us at least the help in the different way that our fighter, when he goes to the front line, he feels that his family is in safe and live in a dignity life, and at least in the minimum of the what can they think that they are life. They can going with their life forward. So they Assyrian.org appeal, United Assyrian appeal.org help us very, very, and we are grateful for them.
And they help in practical ways, if I'm correct. Do they help with food? Do they help with?
Yeah, for sure. We say they help us. So they help our families. That in everything, with food, with clothes, with these things, Audrey.
Yeah. Very important things, and so the listeners understand that while these soldiers who are not being helped, unfortunately, by our government, are out fighting, their families then need to be taken care of because the man who's supposed to be bringing home the bread, as we put it, is out fighting for the survival of his family. So this is where we can step in with United Assyrian Appeal, and it's any amount would help. Any amount, it would be a blessing to these people who ISIS is trying to annihilate. This government, our government may not recognize that, at least administration, but we recognize it, and I believe the Congress, there are many in Congress that do. So we need to contact our representatives and let them know that not only should the Assyrian Christians be placed on the State Department list of genocide, ISIS genocide, which is outrageous that they're not, that's first. Second, we need to help them in a very pragmatic way because they know how to fight on the ground against ISIS, and they know how to defeat them. I hope that was correct, Commander.
Yes, that's absolutely correct, Audrey. That's what we need for sure.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make sure that I post direct links to United Assyrian Appeal in my after show so that the listeners can make sure that they can have access to make a donation that way. I encourage everyone to support UnitedAssyrianAppeal.org as the show of Thanksgiving to the Lord, help the Assyrian Christians. You can help in any way, but most of all by contacting our representatives in Congress. If this administration does not want to recognize the Christians in the Middle East, well, our representatives will, and it's up to us to do that. Thanks so much, Commander, for taking the time to share this urgent appeal with us. We hope you will come back and update us again in the future. Yes?
Yes, for sure. And thank you for you, Audrey, for having me. And thank you for everyone listening to us and feel in our case, our situation, that we are we need the support. We need to stay in our land. We don't want to be IDPs or refugees in any country. You know, from the history, even America needed to France when we come to independence country. So
yeah.
So we need the help from everything. And sorry for my bad English, Audrey. If it's
oh, it's not bad at all. But we thank you so much again for taking the time to be with us. And until your return to the show, may God bless you, your work. And may God save the Assyrian
Thank
people.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye
Thank
for
you.
Now. Thank you. God bless you.